Well, Stoke City made the short trip down to West Brom for their weekend's game. My Stoke City reporter Dave Capo is on the line to assess Stoke's defeat. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Chris.
So tell me more about what happened.
Stoke went down to West Brom, probably the local derby, I'd say, for the season against West Brom, and it was against the old manager, Tony Pulis. Pretty much a similar story. We haven't had much luck against playing Tony Pulis' side since he's left Stoke. We went down 1-0 on Saturday. Disappointingly, the manner of the defeat, we didn't really create in a lot or look a threat as if we were going to get back into the game. We had a couple of chances here and there, but we never got going. Berahino did go back to his old club. He got the usual reception I think he was expecting to get from the home fans.
As in booze,
yeah. He didn't really have an impact when he came on in the second half. Stoke in the first half were very poor, probably the poorest he played all season, I'd say. And second half we did pick up. We had a couple of good chances. Eric Peters had a great chance. He just didn't quite get his header right. And apart from that, we didn't really create a lot. Like I say, West Brom, we sort of should know how to play against Tony Pulis' side. He sets up very well defensively. We should have gone perhaps a little bit wider, perhaps down the wings a bit more than what we did. We went very direct through the middle, which didn't work. And I think Mark Hughes are probably looking to change it up a little bit this week and try something different going into the next game.
Mark Hughes and Tony Pulis didn't shake hands. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was a strange one. I've got a feeling it's going to be around the Berahino situation. What the news what was released at the end of last week with regard to an FA ban. I presume Stoke wanted that to be released, and it looks as though it might have come out at the West Brom. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know the facts on that one yet. But yeah, it was rather strange. You don't shake hands before or after the game.
Well, let's have a listen to Mark Hughes. So he was commenting on the on this after the game.
Clearly, they were able to keep the issue discreetly under wraps, whatever you want to call it, for 6-7 months or so. And lo and behold, 2 days before a game against his new club, all of a sudden it comes out.
Oh, he doesn't sound happy.
No, not too pleased. So, like I say, it may have something to do around them with that, but like I say, even so, I just think for the professional side of it, he still should have shook hands. Just for the images of both clubs, but like I say, it's one of them things. And Stoke will, I don't think Stoke will be too peeved about it.
Would you say that one of the things that Stoke haven't done so well in this season is that the consistency between performances in the two halves?
Yeah, massively. Sometimes we play best in the first half, and in the second half we don't turn up. And we found it hard to sort of, like you say, get a consistent run together. We've won two or three games on the spin, but it's been against lower league teams. We come up against a team who's above us in the league, and we don't really seem to perform very well. We haven't had a big win this season, like against one of the top four or top six. And Mark Hughes was talking about seventh place a few weeks ago. Now that seems a little bit in the distance now, because we just lost to West Brom. Everton had a fantastic win. They won 6-3. So I can't see us getting seventh. I think a top 10 finish is what we can expect now. But we do need to be careful, because I say we're 9 points off the bottom three, but we've got the teams in and around the bottom coming up now. We've got Crystal Palace on Saturday, which is a big game. If we lose that one, we could easily get sort of pulled into the edge of a relegation fight. But I think Mark Hughes will change it up for next week, and you should expect, and we should see a response from the team.
Okay, they're in 11th place today in the Premier League.
Yeah, 11. So like I say, still around that mid-table area where we expect to be, but hopefully we can push on and finish for the top 10. But like I say, a big game coming up on Saturday now against Crystal Palace.
Dave, thanks for your thoughts.